Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, it's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And I'm glad you joined us again. Yeah, every week you need to drop in and see your doctor. That's what's going to keep you healthy with regard to your computer anyway. We want to give you hints and tips and all kinds of information that will be of benefit to you as a computer user. And you know that word user, sometimes us technical guys, we use the word user like it's a four-letter word. It is a four-letter word. What do you know? U-S-E-R. Well, there you go. But you don't have to be one of those kind of users. You can be a user of your computer intelligently, unlike those other kinds of users that aren't. Well, that's okay. We won't go there. Anyway, I'm really glad you joined us for this podcast. I was about to digress, as I tend to do at times. You know the doctor, sometimes I just kind of go in one direction instead of the other direction. This is Dr. Bill, the Computer Curmudgeon, podcast number 33. And I like to give you that information because there are those of you that are, shall we say, anal retentive, that are trying to remember now, which one is it this week? It's number 33. So now, see, you don't have to worry about it. And it's being recorded on April the 22nd of the year 2006. So, those of you that are just so anxious to get that information, at least we have it out of the way. Okay. Now I want to give you that every week because that way you'll know just exactly what's going on. We want to talk about a lot of good things, but before I do, I want to mention that this podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, and so we want to share with you some of the other podcasts that are part of the Tech Podcast Network, and this is one that I listen to myself every week. It's by Lance Heath, and it's called the Digital Experience Podcast. Now, Lance talks about everything in the digital experience, not just computers, which is what I primarily concentrate on. I get into other things. You know, last week I talked a little bit about ethanol and alternative fuels and so forth, but Lance is just all over the place when it comes to digital technologies. He's liable to talk about the latest, I started to say latest iPod, which that's the case, but I was really thinking more of just MP3 players in general. But he talks about a lot of different things and gives you good information. So let's listen to a promo for the Digital Experience Podcast.
Right now, an important announcement.
Experts agree that some listeners have not yet subscribed to the Digital Experience Podcast and say these people are missing out on some of the best technology news, information, and commentary available in podcasting today, as well as the hottest and independent bands on the planet. Do you want to be the one that isn't getting the best tech news updates delivered right to your computer? I don't think so. The latest breaking news on gadgets, software, industry leaders, and more can only be found on the Digital Experience Podcast. To subscribe, go to digitalexperiencepodcast.com and click on the subscribe links, or use iTunes and search for Digital Experience Podcast and click the subscribe button now. Don't miss out. Subscribe today and be in the know in the best tech news and best bands around. The Digital Experience Podcast. Subscribe today.
Goodness, Lance, that's a cool promo. That's pretty neat. The band and the guy, the announcement and the sound effects and all of that. Man, it puts me to shame. I'm going to have to hone my technology a little bit here and come up with a really cool promo. So, he's giving me something to shoot for there. Well, I'll tell you what, we want to talk about a lot of different things that's happening in the world of technology. And, of course, part of that is I like to kind of center up on what I call geek culture. Now, you may say, what in the world is geek culture? Well, basically, it's for geeks like me that like technology and science and things of that nature. There are things that are in the news or that I see that just kind of fit in with geek culture, with things that I'm interested in and things that are of interest to geeks. Let's put it that way. So this week, our first item is talking about real men cook with liquid oxygen. And then I put on there, not. Because you really don't want to cook with liquid oxygen, given that it's rocket fuel. I mean, come on, folks. We're talking highly explosive. But this is a video of some guys that are crazy. They wanted to get their grill lit in the shortest period of time possible. You know, I just did a cookout, as a matter of fact, last weekend, and you put your charcoal in there, and you put your lighter fluid on it, and you light it, and it burns, and it burns, and it burns, and it burns. And maybe 30 minutes later, you're ready to go. The charcoal's nice and white and hot, and, you know, you spread it out, and you grill, and you cook your burgers. Okay, you know, I did that. Took maybe 30 to 40 minutes sometimes to get the charcoal just right and get them ready. And the mistake a lot of people make is that they do it too soon. And the charcoal's not hot enough, and their burgers just, ugh, you know, just don't work. Anyway, these guys decided they didn't want to wait 30 to 40 minutes. Now, to me, part of the advantage is you can kick back and relax and just, you know, enjoy the out-of-doors and so forth and not have to be in such a hurry. But these guys apparently were in a bit of a hurry. And so what they did is they set up their grill, they set up their charcoal briquettes, and they started a fire. And then they poured liquid oxygen on it. Kaboom! It was ready in seconds. And there's a video of it. And if you've ever seen Tim Allen on his Tool Time show, you know, that was his cable show that he had that was part of the real TV show Home Improvement. It was kind of show within a show. He was always doing stuff like this, souping up lawnmowers so that he could run at 60 miles an hour across the lawn. I mean, just crazy stuff. Well, this is in that vein. Okay, so watch this video. But I will remind you, do not try this at home. The guy that put it out there points out that one briquette of charcoal, if it's pre-soaked in liquid oxygen first, then an explosion will result. And that briquette is approximately equivalent to one stick of dynamite. Not to be trifled with. Okay. Yeesh. These guys are crazy. But I tell you what, you know, just to give you a little, you know, breathe a little easier here. The guy that was really in charge of this is at least a rocket scientist, so he does know how to handle it and do it without losing fingers and toes from freezing them off. His liquid oxygen has to be maintained at such a cold temperature and is so volatile. Like I said, it's explosive. But anyway, it is a fun video to watch. It's just one of those things you watch and go, what? So I got a link to that so you can check that out. Also, this week we'll talk about our Geek Software of the Week. And I need a fanfare. I'm really kind of amazed at Lance's production of his promo there. I'm going to have to get me some sound effects or something. But you know, we're going to have us a fanfare because it's Geek Software of the Week time. Now, what is Geek Software of the Week? Well, that's where I share with you software that I found to be very, very useful. And in the vein of most of the software that I like to use, it is free and or open source. So, free is good. See, you think about all the software that you use day in and day out, day in and day out. If you had to pay top dollar for all that software, I'm telling you, thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. But, if you use free software, yeah, you get just the same benefit, but it's free. That's what I like. So, in that vein, Geek Software of the Week this week is IZARC. I-Z-A-R-C. IZARC. And what it is a totally free archive tool. Now, a lot of people go, what's an archive tool? Well, hold on. Have you ever seen a file that's something or another .zip? Well, a .zip file is an archive file. It's where somebody has taken a whole lot of files in a directory, let's say, and archived them into one file, which is usually compressed very tightly, and is much smaller than the original files were altogether. Let's say you've got, you know, 3 megabytes of files, and it may shrink down to 300K, you know, which is way less than that huge amount of space. And, of course, these days, files get really big really fast. So these archive tools are useful because you can shrink things down, and then when you send them as an email attachment, it doesn't take up as much space. But once you get the file with the .zip extension, and there's a lot of them. I mean, there's .arc, there's .ace, there's there's a whole list of them here that go, that isArc will unarc or unarchive. .zoos, .wars, .rars. I mean, it sounds like you're making them up. There's so many of them. But I tell you what, all of them can be handled by isArc. And see, that to me is the benefit of this program. It is very Windows-like, very user-friendly, but it handles all these different compression archive standards. And I use the word standard loosely because if you look at this list, there are so many of them. It's like, dude, why do you need so many different archive formats? But the great thing about isArc, it handles all of them. It allows you to drag and drop files to Windows Explorer to create and extract archives. It's just easy to use. Multi-language support. I mean, it's got everything, and it's free. I've got a link to it. You can go to that link, download it, and replace the other ARC files. You know, there's a lot of people have an ARC file for one format, another ARC, an ARC file for another format. I mean, just replace them all with this one. And it's free. That's good. All right, next item. Another geek culture. This has been one of those weeks that's kind of a geek culture week, you know. The news has been a little slow on the tech front, but on the geek culture front, it's been somewhat more active. I found this one. This is a very interesting video again. It shows that some guys got together and built a robotic chair. Now you may say, what is a robotic chair? Well, imagine this. You got a chair sitting there and it suddenly blows apart, just and falls all over the floor. Just pieces. And then it gets up and assembles itself back into a chair. Very strange to watch. But the technology behind it is kind of cool. How they put it all together to where the chair reassembles itself. And you can see that in the video. And as I comment on this this little item here, I wish all furniture would do that. You know, have you ever gone to the store and you buy this furniture in a box and you unbox it and you look at it and go, okay, where's the instructions? And you have to put it all together and so forth to get your table, chair, whatever it is. Wouldn't it be great if they all assembled themselves? Well, that's what this one does. It assembles itself, and the video is amazing to watch. Now, I will say this. As I watched the video, I saw places where it kind of went blip, and you could see that they did a little editing, so the chair may not have quite been as smooth in assembling itself as it shows in the video, but I'll cut them some slack there, you know, I mean. You got a limited time in your video. You want to just show what the chair does, even though it may take a little longer than it does on the first cut. Then, you know, that's okay. So, watch that. You'll be amazed to see the robotic chair first blow itself apart and then reassemble itself. And how they got that to do that with the little things coming together and clicking in place and all that. Very, very neat. So, I'd encourage you to look at that. And check out the robotic chair. So, now, on to other things. Last week I mentioned that Windows 95, Windows 98, and Windows ME were being retired by Microsoft. Basically, they're no longer going to support them. They're not going to have security patches anymore. If you call them up, they're going to say, what? You're still using those old operating systems? And I encourage you to try Linux. Now, dude, you need to try Linux. I know some of you are saying, yeah, but I don't know, Dr. Bill. There's a lot of different programs that I've got won't run under Linux, and I'm used to this program, that program. Well, okay, I understand that, but at least try it. I think you'll be amazed. You can download ISOs of different distributions. that will just run right off of the CD. And if you do that, you'll be amazed at how far Linux has come to be a free operating system. And, you know, you need to get familiar with it, because I tell you, the world is going that way. And Linus Torvalds says that Linux is Linux. Let's listen to that.
Hello, this is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux as Linux.
So there you go. The man himself telling you how to pronounce Linux. This is Linus Torvalds, and I pronounce Linux, Linux. There you go. Not Linux or any other weird pronunciation, but Linux. Okay. I just wanted to remind you and encourage you that you need to try Linux, because it will end up being amazing to you how Windowsy some of the new distributions are. And I've been playing with Ubuntu recently, and I've been playing with Kubuntu, which is its KDE version, and SUSE Linux, or SUSE Linux. Make sure I pronounce it right. S-U-S-E, SUSE Linux. And that one has come a long, 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 long way, and is now owned by Novell. So there's even some corporate, you know, clout behind Linux. IBM is encouraging people to use Linux. Linux is now the second most prominent operating system running Oracle. And Oracle is switching a lot of its clout over to support people that are running Linux as a server for Oracle to run on it, because it just runs so smooth and so fast and it doesn't crash. I really encourage you to try out Linux. So there's my little punch for Linux this week to encourage you to at least try it. I mean, come on, folks. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about how stable it is. Give it a shot. You'll be impressed. So, you know, and what it'll help us to, stop the advancement of the evil empire. And that's a good thing. You know, I got to get my little zing in on Microsoft every once in a while. Well, I know it's been a short podcast this week, but I tell you, it's just been a slow week for tech news. And I'm going to be catching up on a lot of tech news and listening to a lot more this week. So I'll have more for you by next Saturday. All right, how's that? But I tell you what, you need to try Linux. Okay, do that for me. All right. All right, I'll let you go. I'm sorry. I just needed to encourage you to try something good in your life, because it will be a benefit to you. All right. Well, I tell you what. I think I'll just mosey on. Yeah, Saturday after all, as I record this, I need to do something fun. Although this has been fun. All right, the doctor is out.